Let's talk a little local soccer. Season just underway this Sunday. 2 o'clock, Les Schwab Sports Park in Springfield to host the Sounders Under 23 Club. Learn more online, laneunitedfc.com. Welcome in a guy who wears many hats, including that of the head coach of Lane United, John Gallus, joins us. John, been a while. How are things?
Things are well, Steve. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
You know, I always feel, especially during your first visit of the season, always a good idea to kind of paint a picture for those who might know a little or be a novice. So a tutorial. Explain again, what level of soccer is this?
It is considered now with the NASL, which was a second division league up until this year, is a defunct league. We have moved up by default into the third tier of U.S. soccer. So we sit below Major League Soccer and USL on the pro ranks, and we're the highest amateur league in the country as we speak.
Cool.
So we get guys in that, for example, we had 4 guys drafted in the MLS draft in January that have come through our club over the last 2 years, all signed pro contracts. And, you know, it's as high level on the amateur side as you're going to get in this country.
You know, I see on your team Twitter account, at Lane United FC, you posted something Tuesday, and it was the 2018 reserve roster. Explain exactly what that means as opposed to the team roster that's, you know, played the early part of the year.
So as we continue to grow as a club and our tryout process every year continues to attract, you know, not only local talent but regional talent, we've decided that it's in our best interest to create a reserve team, in essence enhancing our player pool and local players that we can call on as needed to bring into training, to keep things competitive. If some of our first team guys need days off or are injured, you know, we have resources to bring in talented local players. Many of them are, you know, playing local club or universities in the area, and you know, it's just an added bonus and resource for us to keep the competition levels as high as possible and continue to you know, to develop these guys, and it's a huge step in the right direction for us.
So
in terms of player development,
this is your 5th season in the PDL, the Premier Development League, and to be honest, I don't think I realized the magnitude. I was doing some reading this afternoon, but this has been around for going on almost a quarter century, and man, with teams from Canada and all over the United States, this is really widespread.
Yeah, it's a massive league, obviously a quarter century history, and there's, I believe, 74 teams nationwide in this league, and you know, we're arguably in the most competitive division in our Northwest division with Seattle Sounders, Portland Timbers, U23s, Calgary. I mean, it's a big deal, and it's a proving ground for a lot of young players in terms of their development and their ability to you know, showcase their talents in this league, which hopefully ultimately will get them a professional contract.
Talking Lane United Football Club with John Gallus. I want to talk about the 2 away matches. Started May 9th against Starfire down in Ashland. Looks like your team got out of the gate well, had a comfy lead at the break, 1-5-2. From your coach's lens, what did you like about your team's performance and maybe how they played on the lead in the second half?
Well, it was an opportunity for a lot of our, I think I only had 3 or 4, quote, first team players, you know, guys that we had signed already in that game. So it was a massive opportunity for our players that were still fighting for roster spots to play in a competitive game. Obviously, they did well individually and then collectively, you know, to score 5 goals and control a game on the road is, in the manner in which we did, was certainly impressive. And that carried over to our next, you know, away game, which is our league opener. And we just won, you know, 4-1 away up in Canada. And, you know, what I was most excited about, you know, both games is that we scored a lot of goals. we're a very attacking-oriented team. We're exciting going forward. You know, obviously, as a coach, you want to limit the amount of goals you concede and the manner in which we did. But I was really impressed with, you know, going on the road in a hostile environment and getting you know, 9 goals on the road was fantastic.
Yeah, and in that game up in, what is it, Burnaby? British Columbia.
Beautiful Burnaby.
TSS Rovers. You know, anybody who follows soccer, even regardless of the level, it really, of all the sports we follow, seems to be as difficult as any to get actual victories on the road. So, you know, down the road this season, you know, that's a big 3 points.
Oh, it's massive. You know, first league game on the road, you know, up in Canada, long bus ride, and we came out absolutely flying, and up 3-0 at the break, actually 4-0. And, you know, again, just really impressed with the boys, how they performed, and a little bit shocked, to be honest, that we were able to, you know, score 4 goals on the road, where historically it's been really hard to win games on the road in this league.
Talking with John Gallus of the Lane United Football Club. I saw something else you guys posted on Twitter. What could you tell me about what looks like a nice upgrade to your home field that what I think it was installed late last week?
Yeah, we installed about 600 bleachers at the Les Schwab Sports Park. We've moved over to the east field, so field 2. And it's going to enhance the game day experience, you know, without question. We have reserved seating this year. You know, we continue to have our food trucks, our beer garden. I think it's, again, it's a massive upgrade for and a vision for the club to put these bleachers in and enhance the game day experience.
A couple final thoughts for John. A big one at home, Les Schwab Sports Park, 2 o'clock Sunday, the Sounders Under 23 Club. The Young Series has been dead even. Neither team has won on the other team's home field. Safe to say that'll be a pretty intense match, and this could turn into a nice little regional rivalry.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's, it's a healthy rivalry, if there is such a thing. They're well coached. You know, they come down here. We usually have a positive result, and then we usually go up there a week later and lose. So it's definitely a battle of home field advantage. But I know they're going to be well coached. It's going to be competitive. You know, they've got some key players, some former pros in the roster, and you know, we expect a great battle for sure.
And in closing, maybe enlighten the listeners with maybe, I don't know, a new face or two you expect to make substantial contribution to your club's success this season?
Well, I think, you know, we talked about the attacking, you know, prowess of this group. A player that we haven't seen yet, Gloria Amanda, has been with the U-20 national team with Canada. We have a holding center mid from Denmark, Soren Jensen, who had a fantastic game up in Burnaby, and a U18 national team goalkeeper from Germany, Paul Cruz. We've got an exciting group this year, and I think you know, if you come out, watch the game, I think you're going to be impressed with the level and the quality and really get behind this team. I think we have a special group this year.
All right, folks, he's John Gallus. They take the pitch against the Sounders Under 23 Club Sunday, Les Schwab Sports Park in Springfield. Great venue. Keep up online. Visit laneunitedfc.com on Twitter as well. Hey, John, thanks for the time. Best of luck on Sunday, and as always, look forward to catching up as the season moves along.
I appreciate your time, guys, and thanks for the support.
All right, take it easy.